Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now here at the desk at the Racine County Fair. He was here for the Lambo Live event earlier today. Santana Dodson. Santana, appreciate the time, man.
Good to be here, man. How's it going?
It's good. It's a little bit hot. It's warm out here.
It's warm. It's training camp time, though, right?
It does. It has that feel of camp right now. Gary, I don't know, man.
Quick, but I see Santana subscribe to the big boy way of life.
Yeah, man. Look at this guy. He's smart.
Black shoes.
Gotta have it.
Is how you go baby toss?
Black shoes for sure. The low socks is something that I've been changing because my legs get kind of sweaty. But you know why he's a real big man pro?
Right.
He grabbed the towel.
Oh, you gotta have a sweat.
You gotta have the sweat rag. Ready to rock and
you gotta
roll.
Have a little sweat rag. You gotta dab that forehead.
Whenever
every
you
so
can.
Often you gotta dab the forehead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Santana Dodson joining us out here at the Racine County Fair, Wendy's Big Show live here until 6 o'clock, 105.7 FM, The Fan. And as we look here throughout the day, Santana, training camp going on, the number one story across. But new head coach Matt LaFleur, a lot of question marks up there in Green Bay.
Yeah, it's a lot of question marks. You know, that's the big deal is you got a new coach, and then, you know, Aaron has been in the same offensive system for 13 years. So you got a new head coach now and an old veteran quarterback. So the biggest question is how soon can the two of them mesh, you know, because you got the head coach that's coming in changing things and wants things done his way. You've got a perennial All-Pro Hall of Fame quarterback that is used to doing things his way. So ultimately, it's going to be the meeting of those two minds, how soon they can come together on the offensive side of the ball and get things running right on the success that we're going to have this year.
I know that's kind of been the whole – well, I don't know if it's a problem or not, but I think if you go back to Mike McCarthy, that was a whole bugaboo about – whether Aaron and Mike were getting along or not getting along, and now Aaron's got a new coach, how that relationship is going to actually work out. I don't think anybody knows.
Yeah, you know, like you know, Gary, the biggest thing is, you know, time is not a friend of anybody.
No, so, well, especially for him. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, everybody, Father Time is undefeated. So he's got to kind of get this stuff together and get on the same frame of mind, and we've got to do it quickly. Because, like I said, we're already looking at somebody that he's got a humongous contract, and with contract are bigger expectations. I do like what they're doing on the defensive side of the ball, by the way. And finally, you know, we know it's an ultimate team sport. We love to talk about the quarterback position because it's so easy to look at and so easy to define and dissect. But I'm hoping ultimately that they're finally putting the pieces around him that put a collective Packer outstanding team together.
Tell me about Mike Daniels being released and what appears to be a salary cap move.
Yeah, it's definitely a salary. I would think it's a salary cap move. Professionally, if I'm Mike Daniels, I want that to happen earlier the offseason because it's going to leave my options wide open. So I'm gonna lean to the fault of the agent because if there was going to be a cut or a transition that needed to happen, I'm going to force that hand back in March or April. So what we hope as Packer fans that he doesn't end up at a place like your Minnesota's or your Chicago's
right,
or
correct.
Something like that because
yep.
Vengeance is mine, saith he. So you know, so we're going to hope that he goes way up out of division. But, I mean, he was a consummate professional his tenure here at Green Bay. Ultimately, myself as a former defensive lineman, I truly think that we're only going to be as strong as the defense, as the defensive front, as the defensive interior. And he was a big part of that the past few years. So hopefully they've got confidence on the upgrade that they've made at that position.
Talking with old number 71 Super Bowl champion Santana Dodson joining us here at the Racine County Fair on the Wendy's Big Show. Santana, let's talk about defense, and let's talk about the best one in the division last year. It was the Chicago Bears. and number 52. We always talk about it. Leroy always talks about it on the show. It's going to start and end with somebody figuring out how to block number 52, Khalil Mack.
You're exactly right. We talked about this a little bit last year that, you know, honestly, this could be the beginning of the end of the Packers' reign in that division if we don't figure out how to deal with Khalil Mack. And, again, he was a salary cap casualty for the Raiders.
Yep.
That ended up falling into the laps of Chicago, and we haven't beaten or blocked neither of them since he got here. So hopefully, I'm sure they spend a lot of the offseason trying to figure out how they're going to block that 52 Chicago defense.
You know, if you look at the Green Bay Packers today defensively, and although Mike Daniels, we said salary, but I thought it was a lot to do also with maybe a change in body type.
And philosophy.
Philosophy. I think if you look at the guys that they went and got, these guys are like 6'6", 6'7". They're like 270. I mean, they're taller. They're long, and they look a little bit more of an athletic build. It seems like they're going with bigger, more like Julius Peppers style of a guys. Is that such a thing on the defense?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you have the particular body types that a GM and or defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator would be specifically looking for. And to your point, I think a lot of people that they're bringing in on that defensive front are your 6'4 and above. You know, Mike Daniels is somebody that you would call an overachiever because of his height and size.
Yep.
And he was still had the ability to make plays. So I definitely think there's some merit to what you're saying, that they definitely were looking towards. There's a category or a type of player or frame of player that they're looking for in that defensive front.
Rashard Gary, when they drafted him, what do you think of him out of Michigan, their first-round pick?
I mean, I think he could be leaps and bounds one of those guys you can depend on the defensive side. You know, defensively, when people ask me what I'm looking for on the defensive side of the ball, I'm looking for that collective unit that I feel good about winning a game 12-10, 17-14. When's the last time when you look at the history of the Packers that we've walked out there and rolled the ball out and said, "Hey, I feel good." If this game is 6-9 and we gotta throw the defense on the field the last possession, you know, we can come out with this victory. We've been kind of one-sided or one-position-sided saying that, okay, it might end up being a Hail Mary at the end of the game, or we need to score 31 points and if they score 30. And you just can't expect to do that 16 weeks out of the season in the NFL.
Is there a position group that you look at and wish you were a little deeper in? Baby Talich yesterday said inside linebacker was his.
Oh, man, that's a good point. I don't know if you want depth. You know, here's the thing. Training camp is one of those things where you like to marry experience with youth.
Sure.
You know, and if you can marry those two together, it's a great opportunity for guys. Because, look, I was a fifth rounder, and I've seen some free agents. Everybody always talks about does training camp need to be shorter. If you're a veteran, yeah, it needs to be shorter. But guess what? If you're a free agent from Iowa State – that's fighting to make the team, he's like, man, I wish I had two more weeks to make the team.
Yep.
Right.
You know, now what I'm saying by that, it's a great time for guys that we might not even know their name, but they worked hard in the offseason. And I love to watch the preseason and watch the maturity of the young kids that get the opportunity to make the team, because they give it their all.
Santana, along those lines, though, training camp is long.
It's long.
They take care of
these
players a little bit better than they used to when you guys were playing. How many years do you think you were playing if you were under these rules?
I mean, it's completely different. Look
at it completely. It leans back in his chair a little bit.
It's completely different now. Like, you know, I don't know what they're doing now. I mean, back then, like, the saying was, how many years you wanted to play, you had to get prepared for that many years of training camp. So it wasn't the season that was the grind. You knew coming into training camp, that 6 weeks of day in, day out, combative actions, you know, knocking guys in the ear hole was what you had to do to make the team. So it is completely different now. And, you know, when you leave a game, we all say, you know, you want to leave it better than you found it. So, you know, a lot of things they're doing are better, but, you know, sometimes you miss that physicality of training camp.
But
no
when
doubt.
You look at the game today, though, I mean, most of these guys defensively, it's about sub package. I don't think you ever see a team in a 4-3 or in a 3-4. I think it's about guys that can play really multiple positions, really on the defensive line now as well.
Yeah, on the defensive line, yeah, you're definitely right. You got sub packages. I mean, when I played myself, Reggie White, Gilbert Brown, Sean Jones, we understood that it was going to be demanded of us to play 85 to 90% of the snaps of the game. And now what sub packages do is that those same name guys, they're coming in for maybe 50-60% of the snaps.
Yep.
So when you say how long I could have played, I played 11 years. I'd like to think I'd be pushing that thing 16, 17 years. Another signing bonus.
Yeah, the money would have been a little bit different.
Give it to me.
Or the Super Bowl champion Santana Dodson joined us for a couple more minutes out here on the Wendy's Big Show at the Racine County Fair. So you're part of the Lambeau Live experience yesterday, today, and then tomorrow again back out here.
Yeah, definitely. I'm back out here tomorrow. You guys come on out. I'll be out from 2 to 4, and then actually on – what is tomorrow? Friday.
Yep.
And then Saturday, Sunday, a guy by the name of Nick Collins, if you remember him, he's going to be part of the experience.
And the other 36.
The other 36. He'll be out here. And it's a great, you know, they got the Lambeau Leap set up and a whole bunch of things for the kids to come and take pictures and hang out in. And, you know, the weather's kind of good for Wisconsin. It's just a good time to be outside.
Could you ever imagine that you'd be at this point of how Green Bay has turned out around Lambeau Field and how that whole thing is completely transformed versus you came strolling in from Tampa Bay to Green Bay?
Yeah, no, I never would have thought. You know, the things that they're doing over at Lambeau Field, and they've kind of turned it into there's still around it a folklore or a lot of history that's established, but now it's a lot more corporate.
No longer in a neighborhood.
No longer in a neighborhood. Now yeah. This time of year, what I do enjoy and I do miss, honestly, was the bike riders. You know, because during training camp, you know, it's a storied tradition. Lombardi started it. And, you know, my bike riders, I still keep up with those kids. They're grown people now. They got their own kids and families. They're 30-something years old. So time waits on no one.
And it's funny because I don't know if it ever happened with you, but I don't remember. I mean, the Texans are doing the bike riders this year with
the Packers.
I think
up and doing a bike
that might be the first time that's ever happened up there where you had an opposing team riding bikes. Now, you got to think J.J. Watt's behind all this, but,
sure.
I mean, that's still a pretty cool thing.
Exactly. I mean, it's a staple of the community, and I say that to say is, like, every day for 6 weeks, 2 days or whatever happened, that kid is waiting on you with that bike to come out, and you ride it down to practice. And, you know, this time of year, I really, you know, you learn to appreciate and miss those types of
What's
things.
Your expectation from the Packers this year and Matt LaFleur?
Man, that is a good question. You know what? The standard doesn't change. And you know, the standard has always been championships, championship caliber play. So that's my expectation. And I hope that we get there. I think offensively it's going to be a little bit of a slow start. And that should be expected.
Sure.
But this is our second year of running the defensive system. So I look for them to be able to carry the team early in the season. And hopefully Aaron is Aaron. Now, really, what LaFleur is bringing in is a lot of tempo-type offense, a lot of fast plays, fast movement offense, a lot of play-action pass, things like that. So what does that mean for Aaron is you got to get the ball out your hands. You got to get your ball out. You got to get the ball out the hands. So we're going to learn real quick who's in charge, you know.
In that way, because I was watching last week a couple of defensive linemen for different teams. It just kind of came up. They were talking about Aaron, and a couple of guys says he's the easiest quarterback to sack in the NFL because they know they can get to him because he doesn't get the ball out of his hand.
That's right. You know, as a we have a clock, an internal clock as a pass rusher in the NFL, and it kind of goes 1,001, 1,002, 1,000 gone, you know. And honestly, you think about that as you're going through your pass rush. And if you watch Aaron, a lot of times you've gotten to 4,004, 1,005, 1,007. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and these tempo offenses, they're predicated on fast pace.
Yeah.
Move the ball, get the ball, you know, get into the next step, you know, check out the defense because now the defense is at bay. They've got to be on their heels. They can't dictate, you know, what you're going to do offensively. So, it's going to be interesting to watch. I'm excited for them, though, definitely.
Yeah, no doubt.
They brought in a lot of new pieces defensively, but dudes that have been in the NFL, been in systems, but now coming into a new one with a new team. But you're expecting these guys to be ascending players at this point in their career. As somebody that did that, came to a new team early in your career at that point. What's the struggle like that for those new guys, the Smith brothers, Adrian Amos, and even Billy Turner on the offensive side?
I think the biggest thing was when I came in as a free agent signing from Tampa was communication. I was very heavy on communication, making sure everybody knew where I was defensively, the guys next to me, as well as the guys on the second layer of the defense, the linebackers, you know. And then the other thing is accountability, you know, the accountability. And that's in practice. That's not waiting until Sunday in the game, just making sure that there are no errors, no faults, no, okay, I'll get it tomorrow. No, we're going to get it today. We're going to get it right now. Even if I got to stay a little later after practice, hey, coach, run that play again. The accountability factor is going to be real big in training camp. So now when we roll the ball out in September, everybody's on the same page.
Last one, let you get going, though. But doesn't it feel, though, a little different this year? I mean, just surrounding – I mean, if you look at the – they had the what did they have yesterday? The they had everybody.
The shareholders
came back. It's only 4,000 people. They had been drawing like 9,000, 10,000 people. Doesn't it feel just a weird, different feeling this year around the Packers? I don't know if the interest waned or it just has a different feel to it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the standard and expectation is winning, and I think last year was definitely a lull. And the expectation factors from the fan base and everything else. And now with a new coach, everybody's just kind of a little bit of wait and see. We're waiting to see what happens, you know. So it's going to be very important, you know, how we jump out at the beginning of the season. And I think everybody will be back in position, ready to scream, yell, and holler and get folks jumping in the stands and taking their shirts off and all that kind of stuff.
And what a great way to start it off. 100th season in the NFL. Bears, Packers, first game of the year, and then the Minnesota Vikings come in town and talk about getting your shirt off and yelling at some people. That's going to be a good one up there at Lambeau Field.
Come on, Khalil.
Super Bowl champion Santana Dotson joining us here the last couple of minutes on the Wendy's Big Show. Appreciate it, man. Come on out and see him tomorrow here at the Racine County Fair Lambeau Live Experience. Come on out and see us here at the Racine County Fair until 6 o'clock at the Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.